This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness from TikTok and Instagram and all the other fun platforms like YouTube now, clearly, and in podcast form as well. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I am a self-aware narcissist. I have been diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. I know that might blow your mind and all the other good stuff, but believe me, trust me, I've been in therapy for the last 3.5, almost 4 years, since October of 2017. And the point of this channel is to raise awareness to mental health issues and to personality disorders and all of that, while in the process of doing that, to also validate victims and survivors. This channel is different. This is different, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about the next supply. Are they treating the next person better? Is the narcissist treating them better than me? Why wasn't I good enough to be treated that good? Why does it look so good from the outside looking in? Why are they giving the next person everything that they should have given to me? First of all, it's all smoke and mirrors. Of course it looks good from the outside looking in. The next relationship a narcissist gets into after you discard them or us, or we discard you, or the narcissist discards you, or the toxic person, y'all. Goodness gracious. I know people are like, narcissist, set the buzz. Everybody's not a narcissist. Boop, 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 boop. I get it. Trust me, I get it. But of course, from the outside looking in, it's going to look good. Like, love bombing looks good from the outside looking in. And from the other person, the next supply, the next person, your replacement possibly or whatever, it's going to feel good to them. It's going to look good to them. Remember when you first met this narcissist? Didn't you get love bombed? Wasn't they giving you everything that you wanted and needed? Was there another person in the picture before you that might have, my ex is a narcissist, my ex is crazy, this person is toxic, hey, don't do this. And you didn't listen, did you? Sometimes we don't listen, you know what I mean? Because we think the other person is jealous of us, or you, or think the other person is jealous of you and things like that. But the love bombing stage is healthy, y'all. It is a wild stage. The narcissist has literally studied you and is giving the next person. They're love bombing them. Like, point blank period, the love bomb. You got love bombed. The next person is getting love bombed as well. Nothing has changed except the love bombing techniques might have changed, because that next person is going to be different than you a lot of the times. It might be your polar opposite. It might be somebody that looks like you and acts like you. But the next person, the love bombing might not look the same. And when a narcissist is love bombing the next person, they might use the things that you wanted to do to love bomb the next person, because they know you wanted to do it. They know it works. They know that's what men or women, want. They know it works. Hey, my ex wanted me to do this, so let me try this on the next person. And the next person is happy. Oh my goodness, you surprised me with this. I didn't expect this, but I know it works, because guess what? My ex liked to do this type of stuff, so I knew it was going to work on you. Point blank period. And I see people getting upset. It's like, and it makes you like, so when a narcissist is love bombing the next person, giving them everything that you wanted and prayed for and pleaded them and begged them to do, it makes you feel like less of a person. Don't let it make you feel like less of a person, because you know, how did your relationship end? Were they cheating with this person right here? Were they with this person on the side the whole time? Were they sneaking around with this person? Was this person always in their life? You know that this narcissist is going to either cheat, because if he cheated with them, he's going to cheat on them. She's going to cheat on them. If she cheated with them, she's going to cheat on them. So I know it's easy for me to say, because I'm actually a narcissist. So I'm typically on the inside looking out. I know it's easy for me to say, but don't focus on the next relationship. That's why people say go no contact is the best way to get over a narcissist, because when you're in contact with them, when you're watching their social medias, it's going to hurt you. That's the intent. It's intended to hurt you. It's intended to make you feel like less than what you are, because especially if you discarded the narcissist, oh my goodness, they're going to try to punish you. They're going to try to beg and plead to get you back, or they're going to love bomb the entire hell out of the next person to make you jealous, to show you what you're missing out on. And the entire time, they still might be hitting you up. They still might be blowing your phone up on the low. hey, look, I don't know what I'm doing with this person. I miss you. I love you. Can I come home? Can I please come home? I miss my family. Blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. Entire time still happy with the next person. Just keeping you on the hook, keeping you from moving on possibly. So that's why they say do not watch the next relationship. It's like, do not watch the next relationship because they're love bombing the next person. And you know, if you know narcissists, you know the cycle. Love bombing, devalue, discard. That's what, did it happen to you? You know? Which stage are you in right now? Love bombing, devalue, discard. You know the stages. It just looks different from the outside looking in when it's happening to somebody else. And look, y'all, this is the touchy subject right here. I know. Warning the next person. Oh my goodness. That is a touchy subject with a narcissist because, like, if you warn the next person, you could actually make that relate. You can actually make the next relate, drive the next person closer to your narcissistic ex. You can actually drive the next person closer because the narcissist typically has warned them about you already. Hey, look, my ex, we did not end on good terms. This person is out of their mind. This person is like literally insane. So do not be surprised if they reach out to you and try to ruin our relationship because they're jealous of us. They're jealous, like they're jealous of you. Please don't believe anything she says, he says, or whatever. Give me a chance to explain myself. Or matter of fact, before they even get a chance to do it, why don't you just block them? Why don't you just block them before they get a chance to reach out? But if they don't block, look, that's verbatim some stuff a narcissist would say right there. And I've got it on my TikTok. You go look at my TikTok or whatever. People say that all the time. They're like, dang, he said it to me. She said that to me. You hear it. You hear it all the time. You see it all the time. It's like, yo, it's like, I'm telling you, it's a pattern. It's like, it's literally a pattern with narcissists. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'm sweating. This is a hot room. And because this room is not padded or anything like that, I don't want to turn the fan on and mess up the audio for the podcast people. Podcast people, I love you. I love y'all podcast people as well. As much as a narcissist can love. Can a narcissist love? You tell me. But yeah, reaching out to the next person, the next supply, whatever you want to call them. You know, if there's not physical violence involved, any kind of crime, any kind of criminal history or something involved that might involve kids or something like that, or some SA, a lot of times it could just backfire on you, make you look bad, make you look insane and whatnot, make you look crazy because they, like I said, the narcissist has probably already beat you to the punch and told them that you were going to reach out. So you know you look like a liar, and the narcissist looks like they're telling the truth. The next person actually trusts the narcissist more now because you decided to reach out because either you were angry or you might have actually been coming from a place of concern and tried to warn them. Hey, look, this person is physically violent towards me. Be careful. He's look. I'm not stuttering. Look, a lot of times the narcissist, you know, will literally look. I know I'm stuttering. I lost my train of thought real quick. A lot of times, the narcissist, you know, will literally, my mind just went blank, y'all. Narcissist, literally what? I lost my train of thought. Like, the next supply is a wild ride with a narcissist. So, and like I said, the narcissist will preemptively warn the next person about you. So, like I said, reaching out is not recommended unless there's some criminal history involved. So, and you can actually drive them closer. So, the way to get over this situation is to, like, you have to block them. You have to remove them from your lives. I know having kids involved is a different thing. Having kids involved changes the whole dynamic. But if you don't have kids involved or anything else, block them. Get rid of them. Get them out of your life because, like, sometimes it's a blessing in disguise that they have this next person that they're going to, you know. I'm telling you, the next person is going to get treated just like you eventually. You just have to sit back and watch. Or wish karma on them. Or you can move on with your life and be strong and power up and boss up. That's what you got to do sometimes. And I know it's tough because, like I said, anything dealing with narcissists is tough. They get into your head. Like, we literally get into your head, into your brain, and play with it. And so, yeah, the narcissist is not going, of course, like, they're going to treat the next person better initially. That's a narcissistic thing. That's literally how they love bomb them. They got to get in there. We got to get in there somehow, some way, shape, or form. We got to get in there and keep them in there. And don't go from being the main supply or person to being the side person because that dynamic happens a lot, too. Where the narcissist tells you that they are unhappy or they made a mistake with this new person and they want to keep you around and y'all start sleeping together. Don't do that. And please, y'all, do not try to have a baby to keep a narcissist happy because a baby won't keep a narcissist there. The extra WAP won't keep the narcissist there. Extra, you know, eggplant won't keep the narcissist there. The narcissist has to want to be kept there on their own in their own mental state and mental mind, which is like I said, it's a fickle thing. Dealing with a narcissist is a fickle thing. So that's why I said, reaching out to the next supply, whoop, touchy. It's very, very touchy. So I wouldn't recommend it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, my own personal situation, I told my wife, my ex had some stuff going on. Like, hey, the reason I'm not with my son's mom is because she has some stuff going on. Like, we didn't work out or whatever. And I'll be dang on. My son's mom started acting like that. And guess what? I look like I was telling the truth and it drew my wife closer to me. So these are real life stories I'm telling y'all. And I know some of them sound like, you know, people are online calling me an abuser. Like, you're a self-aware abuser. I'm like, okay, guy. Come on, guy. People love me online and people hate me online, but like, I'm here to stay, y'all. I promise I'm here to stay. I promise I'm genuinely trying to help people, and people just, they question it. And I you know, I get it. I'm a narcissist or whatever, you know, I get it. But y'all, don't watch the new supply get treated better, because like I said, it will literally make you feel like you're worthless. It make you feel like, why was it not good enough to get treated good by this person? Why did I get treated so badly? You know? Why wasn't I good enough to get taken on that trip? Why wasn't I good enough to get that car or whatever? And a lot of times, like, narcissists are petty too, y'all. Because if you discard a narcissist and they move on quickly, they will do some petty stuff like name their next kid after you, name their next kid after your grandma, or name the kid or whatever, or the dog or something after somebody in your family, or give them the name that you were going to name your kids. They'll do some petty stuff like that. Take the dogs from you, like on the way out. So the narcissist, yes, they are going to treat the next person better initially, of course. And who knows how long the love bombing process starts? Who knows how long the relationship is going to last? I know people ask me all the time, like, how long are they going to be together? How long is it going to last? Like, how long are y'all together? You know, are y'all together 10 years? That might go 10 years. It might go 12. It might be forever. You can't focus on that, even though if you feel like that person took the prime of your life or whatever. But now you have the knowledge to move on and to not pick another narcissist. And y'all, if you are coming, this is going to be my last touch on this thing right here, y'all. If you are coming out of a relationship with a narcissist, like, please slow down with the next relationship, because you will end up in a relationship with a worse person, because that's how you get love bombed. You leave this toxic relationship one way or another, discard a narcissist or they discard you, and you will jump right into another relationship because you feel like you need somebody. That loneliness. Do not let loneliness pick your mate. Don't let loneliness pick your mate. I'm gonna repeat that. Because like, you jump out of this relationship with a toxic person, spill everything that happened to this relationship to the next person. Like, look, I got treated so badly. They treated me terribly. They did this, they did that, they did this, they did that. And the next person over there looking like they're taking notes. And it could be another narcissist taking notes on how to love bomb you. Hey, I promise I'm not gonna be that person. You got a real person right now. You got a real man. You got a real woman. I'm grown. I don't do that type of stuff. I'm not light. Look. I'm way different than that person. Whole time they worse. Whole time this new person is worse than the actual narcissist you've been with the whole time. So y'all, do not focus on the new supply, because the new supply, like I said, the new supply is really never the new supply as well. Because a lot of times these people have been around for a long time. Because I know y'all reach out to me, says like, how in the world, like, do we just break up 2 days ago and she's already living with somebody else? He's already living with another person because that person was already around. Like, that person's already around. You know, it just happens. That person, the narcissistic harem or whatever they call it. You know what I mean? Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in so much tonight. I'm so extremely thankful of y'all. I'm doing a video, at least one video a day from now on, one podcast a day from now. So like and subscribe for more. And if you want, whatever you want to see next, like, I picked this topic, y'all, from a comment in my comment section on YouTube. So if you want to, let me know what you want to see next, and I will do a, you know, video on that. You know what I mean? Because I need new topics every day. I need a new topic every day. I was doing a video once every week or once every 3-4 days. Doing it every day is a little tough. So any other self-aware narcissists out there doing it every day, shout out to you. Any other psychologists doing it every day, shout out to you. Any other YouTuber or podcaster or whatever doing it every single day, shout out to you. And I appreciate y'all. Follow me on YouTube. If you need a one-on-one, link in bio. I'm thankful for y'all. Peace out.